Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, March 13th. We got a great show. I'm like so busy just talking to our guest who's overseas.
Oh, boy.
And let me just finish this. Okay, good. So, guys, we have an awesome show today. Hi, Tori.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, we feel like we've seen each other, like a few minutes ago?
Yes.
And we did.
Yes.
So we're saying hi to each other again.
But we're
just to
faking
be official.
It. But we're faking it.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Just to be official. You need to move the mic a little or you move towards the mic.
Okay, there
No,
we
no,
go.
Bring it up a little now.
Okay.
Yeah, move your chair over a little bit. There you go.
Okay, Simon said right.
You're not talking into it. You're not talking into it. So anyway, we're joined by a very good friend of ours, and her name is Leah. What's the last, the new
Gadala.
Last name? Gadala. There
God
you go.
Twice.
She was Pelka and Gadala.
True.
So, but Leah is enough for everybody who follows the show to know who she is.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
I know. You're looking spiffy, Sam.
I know. Don't say anything.
I didn't
about
say
my
anything.
Hair.
No, I didn't say anything.
Good.
I'm just self-conscious.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't be self-conscious. You
look okay, because it looks different, you know,
okay, well,
people have
change.
To get used to it.
It's a change. You got to get used to it. It sounds like I'm used to it. I
yeah.
think you look good.
Really?
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I
dyed
right? my hair, folks, and I'm not that great with the job because once I had it done and it was like so natural. So, but people said, wait a few days till
yeah,
some of it washes off.
It's
and
a,
then
it's a
the
yes.
next time.
It's a girl thing. When we dye our hair, you got to wash it out a couple
yeah,
times.
Yeah, it takes
right.
a few days. Yeah, it does.
But another thing is my hair is very short. I mean, I had it cut. So go and try and color very short hair, you know?
Yeah.
You stain the scalp and everything. So
the
whole thing.
The whole thing.
The whole women thing. Have been doing this for years. Don't worry.
I know.
It
right.
sucks for us.
Welcome to our
Welcome
life.
Welcome to our life.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to a portion of our life.
Seriously.
Right. But I just felt that maybe it's time. I wanted to do something different with my hair. You know,
it looks good.
It's kind of dull being silver and gray
Magusta.
And all that. So, but at any rate, welcome to the show, Leah.
Thanks.
Tori, hi.
Hello.
Again.
Hello again.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I mean, I'm just full of so much stuff that we want to get to. Now, we're going to have a guest on the show.
I'm so excited.
And the main reason Leah is here today and made herself available is because we're going to be talking to a big star out in Brisbane, Australia.
I adore him. I yeah. adore him. I think
so. You tell us about him.
He Brisbane or Brisbane?
You know what? You're
I think
asking
it's
the wrong
Brisbane.
One. We'll have to ask him
I think
when he
it's
gets
Brisbane.
Here.
That's
know.
What I think.
Okay.
We'll ask him.
We'll ask him.
But he's got an Australian accent. So
oh, it's hot
know.
As hell.
Yeah. Listen, the whole thing, the kid, the whole thing, he's going to make me divorce my husband. He is like, first of all, he's talented, he's humble, he's sweet. And then I caught him in a picture with an University of Alabama shirt on. I was like, wait a minute, and you're in Australia?
You're connecting your other half. So listen.
Tell you what.
So his name is Castaway. That's with a K and two words, Cast Away. Mm-hmm. And if you find all about him, if you just put into Google official Castaway,
yeah,
he comes up everywhere. We're gonna play his. Let's play a little bit of his video,
oh,
so
man.
People know what
yeah,
we're talking
for sure,
about.
Definitely.
But you tell us first how did you come up on?
Oh, okay. So like I have two little girls, right? They're 5 and 6, and of course Frozen is their entire life, right? Like still years later, they're like, "What's your birthday, Kate?" They're like, "Elsa." I'm like, "Oh, let it go." You know what I mean? Like, let it go, kids. But it's
let
fine.
It go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
So I was at work one day. And I hear the beginning of the song, like the Elsa song. I'm like, why do you hate me? Like, I look over at my coworker. I'm like, you hate me.
Uh-huh.
Why do you hate me?
Right.
And he's like, no, just listen. This guy's a rapper and he remixed a song. And I'm like, ugh, all right. And I do. And I look at this video and there's this young guy on there. And you can tell he is in love with what he's doing, right? He loves music, loves art. And he just goes in hard on this verse sounding like Eminem. And I'm like, oh my God. So I play it for my kids. And now every single time he comes out with a new video every week, a new Disney video, and my kids will be quiet for like the 2 or 3 minutes it's on there. And I'm like, this boy is amazing.
He can shut him up.
He can make my kids quiet. Like, he is just like, I adore him now. But the best part about him was how charismatic he was while he was doing what he was doing. Because it's interesting to remix a Disney song, right? Like, who thinks to do that? True. How original are
pretty
you?
Pretty original.
Okay, 35 so million views.
Damn.
35 million views.
I know. He's killing it. He's killing it.
Wow.
And that's so humble and sweet when you talk to him. Like, it's difficult
to,
and
he's definitely a very handsome young man.
Isn't he just?
Yeah. So we'll talk to him and everything. He's standing by in Australia. So you're excited, right? Just don't get the seat wet while we're talking.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. That's definitely, yeah, all right, sure. Guaranteed.
All right, well. I just had to take a precaution.
No, I mean, he's like, kidding, you know, it's one of those things where when you see someone who's so passionate and so
you connect with him, huh?
And he had an Alabama shirt. Yeah, what do you mean? You're in Australia? I just don't understand. Yeah. What did I do to deserve you, kid? Like, you know, he's amazing. And then to be like, quiz my kids quiet? Like, he just, yeah, he can't get any better as a person. Right. Really couldn't.
Well, let's tease it then. Let's play a little bit of, it's called Let It Go here. So let's see what this is it, right? Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this.
Lights on, cars gone, and the house empty. Bank bill with no credit card, no cash money. But the pain, plenty like telling me to let it go. But the pain so cold like the white snow. Even if I had to run with a gun in the backseat low, when I shoot, 5 bullets in the back. See, the brain hurts like mind blow. Pain hurts like my soul. And you got a dark heart like ice cold. So
that's awesome, man. So we'll continue playing this when we have him on.
Wow.
He sounds like Eminem to me, too. He's got that.
Very much.
Right?
He's got a, like an 8 mile
thing. You look good
to
Celine.
Do you guys think I look okay?
She looks good to Celine.
Thank
you.
I
rock Celine. Yeah, like those are my go-to shades, too. Like,
those are cool shades.
Those are my favorite shades.
Yeah. Can you look any more beautiful?
Thank you.
I mean, would the shades make you even more beautiful?
Do you want to see?
Actually, I like you without the shades.
3, 2, 1
I always get like every time I'm alive, they're like, take good. The shades off.
Yeah.
You got it this time, guys. It's all you. I'm shadeless.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, but your eyes are a big asset of you, so don't
Thank
cover
you.
Them when you don't have to.
But they're so, because they're green, so they're super sensitive when I'm outside. And usually
I'm
going live outside. So
yeah,
it's
right.
Yeah, so when I'm indoors, I guess they don't understand that. I'm like, guys, I want to take them off. But like when I do, I start crying. Like I start like tearing up. Yeah, because they're so light.
Wow.
Thank you, though. Thanks, Sam.
So, Leah, you're from Alabama, like you said.
Roll Tide.
And how long have you been here in LA now?
It has been, I don't know, 3.5, almost 4 years now.
4 years. So this is home now.
Oh, man. I know. It really is. I love LA so much. I don't think I could. Like, when I go home, I'm like, did I live here at one point? You know what I mean? I'm like, did I grow up here? Like, as much as I love my home, I'm like, am I sure I'm from the South? Because I don't feel like I am.
You definitely have a Southern marination going on.
Thank you.
Got a flavor of the South.
I do. I got a little flavor.
And you should be very happy to have that.
She does.
Oh, I am.
And she's also proud of her Native American.
So proud.
Everyone should. You
heritage.
Know why? Other than, like, having an amazing background and the rightful heir to the land. They got great cheekbones, those people.
That's true.
Phenomenal.
Thank
cheekbones.
You. Thank you.
So why did you send people to your live Facebook thing?
Yeah.
If you
so
want.
Right now we're live. Hi, everybody. We're live.
I choose
on my
not
Facebook
to be
page.
On the camera. So
yeah,
there you go.
We'll get you on there before it's over.
Okay.
It's Leah Gadala on Facebook, and you can find us there. I just kind of feel like sometimes a visual would be cool. And
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
it's
I
nice
know.
To be able
to
see
me,
what
it's just
happens.
Distracting, so you guys deal with it. I have a show to run.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. We'll get you after the show. We'll get you on camera.
Wow.
We'll get you.
So, okay, so a couple things I wanted to bring up because, well, actually, we'll get to this later because we're going to call Castaway in just a minute. But there's a lot of things to talk about, like who orgasms most and least and why. Now, that would be interesting, right?
Really? Monday morning. That's Monday where we're going.
Hello, Monday.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah, like what's wrong with sex? I mean, come on, guys.
Nothing
relax.
At all.
Okay.
I mean, I'm relaxed. Okay, so I just didn't expect that one to come. Like, okay, we have a lot of things to talk about, like who orgasms most.
Exactly.
Like, that was a hell of a segue you had going.
Exactly. You know, and that's like, where we go with this
show.
I
got whip left.
Yeah, hard left. Yeah. Hard left.
I claim we don't have enough sex on this show as far as sex talk, you know, and we need more
of
that.
All right.
So
we don't have enough sex on this show. I'm like, turn off the live camera.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm out.
And it's a wrap. Yeah. I quit.
Yeah, but no, really. I mean, this show used to be very salacious in the beginning.
Oh,
you
really?
Know? Yeah, it really.
I believe it.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I had a co-host who lives in Australia now, and she was very young. She was 24. She's like, you want to talk about a free spirit, right? There's nothing she hasn't done in her life. Her name was Susie.
You better go ahead, Susie.
There's still listeners that remember her. This is from 8 years ago, right?
Right.
7, 8 years ago.
11.
But the reason I bring it up is because she was so nasty. I mean, she would tell us all the stories about dancing in a club with a guy sticking his fingers and things like that. You know, stories like
never
that.
Never been to that club before.
You know, so, I mean, and stories and stories and like you wouldn't believe, and it was all true.
God, you know like
so
there you go, Suze.
Yeah. All right, Susie, but, you go, girl.
But the funny thing is, after she met somebody and moved to Australia, she's like, she wants nothing to do with the archives.
I bet so. I bet she's like, don't
she would
ever listen
to know who
he
was before.
Yeah.
You know,
she was a radio. So
yeah, that's good. And her name's probably like Flo now. Like she's just completely changed.
She's entirely changed.
There's
her
no more
Susie. Social security
number.
Yeah,
totally.
Absolutely.
But anyway, today it's Tori, and we love you, Tori. You're amazing.
I can get nasty with an Australian accent. Hey, look at my boob.
Right. But she wasn't Australian. She was American. She traveled to Australia and met this guy there. Yeah, and they both married.
Oh, I see. So I apologize for that horrible
accent.
Your
babe
for long just
we're
then.
We're
going to
talk to an Australian right now,
like,
right?
I know. He's like, what the hell just happened?
I know. Okay, so well, without further ado, folks, let's go ahead and bring in Castaway. We're going to call him right now. He's in Brisbane. I think we say Brisbane, or maybe they say Brisbane. I don't know. But we're calling him right now, and this is going to be awesome, folks. Leah can't wait.
Good morning to Shane.
Good morning.
Hey, Castaway.
We all jumped in on you. Sorry.
Yeah. So it is morning for you, but very early morning, right? What is it, like 3 o'clock in the morning for you there?
It's 3:13 a.m.
Wow.
So dedicated. Thanks.
I know.
We
truly appreciate you joining us, getting up so early in the morning, you know.
Oh, it's not a problem at all, guys.
Awesome. Aww. Awesome.
He sounds really hot and real nice.
He's both of those things. Good. He's both of those things.
Thanks.
Yeah. So we're debating, do you say Brisbane or Brisbane?
Brisbane.
All right, I'm an asshole. All right, moving
You're
on.
You're not an asshole. You just haven't heard it pronounced before.
I have. I think there's a Brisbane somewhere else. Let's move on.
Maybe, okay. But at any rate, Castaway, we introduced you a little bit, and we'll do so again. We have, I have Tori here. And I have Leah here, and Leah is your big fan. And actually, she made this possible by bringing you to my attention, because I don't follow this kind of music, you know, so I wouldn't
know. Hey, when you get a 5 and 6-year-old, you definitely do.
That's
my
true,
kids are so obsessed with you. They
Leah,
love you so much. No, you are.
Thank
and you had on an Alabama
so
shirt, too. I was like, listen, you better stop. You better stop being so amazing. You have to quit.
So how are things there, Castaway? I mean, are you awake and everything? Are you ready to talk a little bit?
I'm ready to talk.
Awesome.
To
nice.
So what I'm going to do for those just joining us, I'm going to just replay a little bit of your video here.
We're
going to
dance.
So people know what we're talking about. So tell us a little bit about how this got started. Well, let me play this first. So hang on just a second. Everybody's dancing here.
I'm dancing as well.
Yes! I love him!
You're not sick of it yet?
It's 3:30.
Okay, you don't get sick of it. You never do.
Lights lights on. Car's gone and the house empty. Bank bill with no credit card, no cash money. But the pain plenty like telling me to let it go. But the pain so cold like the white snow. Even if I had to run with a gun in the backseat low, when I shoot, 5 bullets in the back. See, the brain hurts like mind blow. Pain hurts like my soul. And you got a dark heart like ice cold. So, where were you when I was lying in the bed, dying, trying to figure out why I'm lying in the bed crying, huh? Now I'm in the back trying to end mine, huh? Do I really want to end mine, huh? Probably looking everybody else on the shelf to the side in the back, but a bit of oneself. Don't run away, don't go away, don't leave, don't run, and please don't.
Every time.
Is awesome.
I'm nailing the words. I know the words. I've heard it so many times. I've learned your entire break.
What
is amazing.
This is, I got to be honest. I don't have kids. I don't
that's
have,
awesome.
I don't have
that's
kids.
That's awesome.
I don't have kids at all. And but I would listen to that.
Oh my God.
100%.
Yeah. He drops one every week too, and I have my notifications on.
Really? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. I did it for fun. I didn't do it for, yeah, particular reason. I wasn't expecting such a massive response to it. I just was just having fun in my room, and people just seemed to love the way that I could.
Yeah,
tell me something now. Life again.
Castaway. Out of all the songs in the world, how did you pick this song?
Frozen. I don't know. I like Let It Go.
I'm
in love with Elsa, so.
Oh, that's so cute. Can I ask you one more question, too, like about your verse that you wrote in particular? Because I was watching it, and as I watched it, the best part was you're so charismatic and you're so happy while you're singing it, but you're singing some really deep lyrics.
Yeah, I want to hear about the lyrics.
Did that happen to you? Is that personal or from a friend?
Yeah, so with all the lyrics that I write, they are all life experiences, somewhat. Okay. And I guess my main purpose was to kind of connect with a lot of people that have gone through similar things,
right?
But in a positive way.
Yeah.
So in a way that uplifts instead of kind of tears down and brings down, it makes you want to kind of just get up and actually keep moving, you know? And
yeah,
and that's kind of what's been happening a lot lately. Is I've had a lot of people contact me you know, by the hundreds, just saying, you know, like, it's, you know, your lyrics have helped me kind of get up and get out of bed and keep moving, going through the things that I've gone through, you know? So
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really driven by positivity and wanting to overcome all these kinds of different challenges that we all go through. So
yeah, no, when I was listening to you sing, the best part about it was you were saying such deep words, but you were smiling like you had gotten past it, and like you were letting people know that it was okay to go through these things. You know what I mean? That was one of the best parts about it.
To be honest, yeah, that's kind of the point of the song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
let it go.
Yeah. Let it go.
You know what I mean?
The point. Let it go.
Totally.
So it's, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is awesome, man. So can I ask you how old you are, Castaway?
Yes, so I just turned 24, actually.
Oh, you're a little baby.
I know. Happy belated birthday,
too. That is good to hear.
No, but
I'm told that I'm so old all the time, so.
No, honey,
maybe you have an old soul, you know, but you definitely look youthful and everything. You're very handsome. I mean, you got some
good
eyes on you, right? I mean,
yeah, he does.
He's got, like, deep blue eyes, right?
Seen them. They're green.
Really?
They're green.
Oh, they're green. Because, look, I'm like,
not that I've noticed yet. Yeah, again, but they're green.
She's like, they're the color of the ocean.
They're
after
like the
a
color
storm
of grapes. You know what I mean? Like the dark color of grapes. They're beautiful. Anyway,
I'm looking at a black and white. That's why I can't tell.
Don't
I can
do
just
that
say,
to yourself. Don't go full color.
Well, that's what they have here
yourself
on YouTube. So
you're cheating yourself.
But
okay, so here's a good question. Do you have any issues with people saying your lyrics are too deep for the like the frozen aspect because kids are watching? Or are you saying, no, that's what I want to do, this is my art, and enjoy it?
Well, obviously, no matter what I do, honestly, there'll always be those few people that kind of down buzz it and just, you know. But you know, my kind of reaction to that is that, you know, it's, well, if you think it's too deep, then I don't know, maybe it's not for you. It's for,
yeah,
for,
turn it
for,
off. Yeah, exactly.
It's for a
yeah
very specific I mean, it's not for I've kind of attracted a really specific group of people that might have gone through something, or some people just love the sound of it, and that's cool.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah,
I saw recently you started doing
some people that say it's kind of deep, but the purpose of why I remixed it, it's for, I've made it appropriate for kids to listen to, because right. I don't swear, and
that's true. Yeah, you know, yeah.
And
sure.
and or out of my music, so
right.
But he's such a good boy.
I know.
And the best part is, like, I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's like family oriented and everything. Jesus. It's so cute.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, if you're gonna make a song based on Frozen, you can expect you're gonna attract kids. You know, you got to be very careful.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I attract kids.
Well, that's
kids.
Responsible of you.
But I feel like the main kind of purpose and the main idea was to attract the older generation. So, like, you know, 16, 17-year-olds mm-hmm. that are going through the hardest times of their life, you know?
Right.
And it's to kind of really connect with them and bring Disney, you know, up to where we can listen to it as well, 16, 17, 18, 19.
And I got to be honest, Disney is actually quite, we talked about this earlier, there's a lot of violence in Disney.
Oh, man.
And you rarely see, like, a parent that has...
Lion King, so many life lessons.
You don't
so
have,
many
well,
life
you
lessons.
You don't have two parents in almost any Disney film. One has been killed or is dead.
Always a tragedy.
So, to be honest, there is a depth to it. Like, there's, yeah, that freaking bison stampede scene, whatever.
Oh, my God.
I'm crying already. What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know. My Simba God. Is such a cute little guy. He's so young, doesn't even remember his father. Like, what do you mean?
His little eyes when he touches the paw.
Oh, man.
And let it go.
I know.
Let it
Jeez.
Go.
Elsa was an ice queen. I get it, Elsa. I'm not even mad at you, girl. Yeah. I'm not. But so as far as, like, your haters recently, with us talking about that, I saw you did the Jungle Book Challenge. That was a good way to address it, because that was something where he did a video and he was just kind of like, look, people are going to love or hate me, and you just kind of have to accept it. Like, I just do what I do, right?
And what was the challenge?
Yeah.
He did a cute little dance.
Just have fun, man. Honestly, my whole life, all I want to do is just have fun.
Yeah, you're Australian. Yes. You're amazing.
That's all I want to do. Wake up, and I want to do something fun.
Wow, absolutely. Wow. So, I mean, look at this. It's obviously a big deal. I mean, in 5 days, you got 23,000 views already for this video alone. The Jungle Book Dance Challenge. So you dressed up and everything. That looks pretty cool. I also saw you have an episode behind the scenes. Did you see that one, Leah?
I haven't seen that.
How can you not have seen it? He's like in the pool.
You told me
you can see
fan.
His body.
You're
hold
a fan.
Yeah, I mean,
hold on. How come you weren't a fan as of this morning, sort of Sam, scam. And now you've seen his body before
I
have?
I'm exactly. I mean, you showed swimming in the pool and everything.
I'm on it. So, I mean, link me up, guys.
Get there.
Link me up. Y'all don't love me for not sending it to me.
Yeah. But no, cool, Castaway. So you created yourself an audience, and you responsibly cater to them now. How much time are you investing in this? Has this become, like, the biggest part of your life?
Yeah, well, it's definitely become the biggest part of my life. Started off with just kind of something, you know, easy in my room and mm-hmm. just something fun to do. And it still is something fun to do. But I'm spending a bit more time on it now. Right. I've actually got a single that I'm dropping. So it's an original. We're working on getting the licensing for the Disney.
How hard is that? That was my question.
We want to be able to put together an album of full songs.
Oh, nice.
For fans.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
And that'll be cool. That'll be awesome. But they haven't given that to us yet, and you know, it'll be cool if they did, but just for now, I want my fans to kind of hear my own music as well.
Yeah, for sure.
My own original written stuff. It's all my original stuff on the Disney remixes, but I've actually got something really, really exciting in 4 or 5 weeks I'll be releasing a single with a video clip as well, so it's going to be really exciting. Nice. I think you guys are going to love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Wow, very cool. Tell us a little bit about you, Castaway. Did you grow up in Brisbane, or did you move there from somewhere else?
So I moved to Brisbane from New Zealand. So
you're a New Zealander.
I was brought up in New Zealand, born and raised in New Zealand. I actually went to Mozambique.
Whoa.
I don't know if you know where that is. That's
South
in
Africa.
East Africa.
Yeah. Nice. Africa, yeah.
Just on the east coast of Africa there on the side strip. Right. So I went there for about 2 years, and then I I flew back to New Zealand, and then I flew here, and I've been here for about 2 years. So.
Nice. Wow. And what do you do when you're not doing this? I mean, do you have like do you have a day job, or is this all you do?
Well, actually, I quit my day job.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
About
right.
A month ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm sure that feels good.
But I mean, yeah,
so exciting.
So there you go. You're at a point where you turned your hobby into a profession, and that's cool. So, I mean, have you figured out ways to monetize this and so you can keep going and making it even bigger?
Not at all. Well, I've got my manager, actually. I've got a manager. He's a really close friend of mine, and he's been a friend of mine for a while now. Uh-huh. He's actually kind of, I guess, pulled me out of the gutter, I guess. Like, he's just gone with it and said, hey, man, you know, like, you should really kind of pursue this, because, yeah,
that's,
you know,
awesome. So just, I mean, produce content. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, you do.
And he's basically funding me, you know. Oh, man, being such a good friend and a manager. He's basically funding me to be able to just, you know, go through this and pursue this as a career.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing every day. I wake up and I really, really pursue it. I make a lot of content, and man, I can't stress enough. I've got some awesome stuff coming out. I'm really excited to really bring it out, and I can't wait. But yeah, so basically he's carrying me at the moment.
Nice.
Until we can make this thing happen.
Well, honestly, you can get very well off if you get high enough on Facebook, on YouTube. It monetizes itself at a certain point.
Oh,
so
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It seems like you're totally on your way. So don't stop. Kill
it. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, definitely you're on the right path, you know, and you have the star look, you have the star sound, and you have the ambition, you know?
What's your favorite? What's your favorite Disney film?
That was my good question.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. I'm so glad.
Oh man, without a doubt, Lion King.
Ah, it's mine too.
So in.
Yeah,
I do. I love it. It's like so many life lessons in such a fast move. You know what I mean? Like, that's 3 hours. Yeah, he is like
Rafiki,
and I'm so excited because now they have the Lion Guard out, and I'm like, my kids get to watch. I'm like, kids, the Lion Guard's on. They're like, we don't care. I'm like, shut up, come on. Like,
they're doing that
as well, because I fell in love with the lion, the girl lion.
Oh, she was hot. She was
why
hot.
Why am I having these feelings for this lion?
Yeah, I actually had a dog named Nala at one point too, because I loved her so much.
I had a crush on Tramp from Lady and the Tramp. Yeah. The dog, I always talk about that. I'm like, why do I have so many feelings about this terrier? But I know.
But they give them personalities, and we fall in love with that.
I was in love with Aladdin,
kids,
and
know?
Then I married someone who was Middle Eastern, so look at God. You know what I mean? Dreams do come true, guys. Dreams come true.
I was I liked Apu. I thought Apu was more tricky.
Really?
Not really. Abu. Not really. Abu.
Yeah. Apu was better. I was like, yeah, for sure. Like magic carpet rides, I'm down. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. They always have perfect teeth in the Disney films.
Right?
I'm jealous.
You're right. You're absolutely. I never really thought about that. Who needs orthodonture in Disney? No one.
Nobody.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. No one needs aesthetics. No one needs anything. You know what I mean? They wake up like this. They're like Beyonce.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
You know what? Sleeping Beauty, she woke up gorgeous. She's been out forever.
On fleek. Even her brows looked good.
Seriously.
I was like, I don't understand.
The bangs didn't grow?
I don't
Unbelievable.
Understand. Yeah. Yeah. She was amazing.
Now, Castaway, when you started to spend more and more time with this, do you have the support of your family too, as far as doing this?
Yes, I do. I do have the support
of my
family.
That's awesome. So they realize you're talented, and that's what you should be doing.
Yeah, exactly. So they just kind of encourage me, you know,
awesome.
To go for it. So
I have a question. How long does it take? Because you're putting videos out weekly, right? So how long does it take you to write something and then decorate your room? Because you always have it decorated according to the video.
That's actually an interesting one. See, that one is just all over the place because Cars for Existence, all right? Mm-hmm. Cars. I say this in the humblest way, but Cars got 1 million views. It was like 1.5 million views.
Right.
I
was one of those people for sure.
Wow.
And it's really interesting because I made the beat, I made the remix, wrote the song, wrote the lyrics, recorded it, recorded the video all in one day.
Oh my god. You're a fast writer.
It was
fast
writer. What the heck, man?
Yeah.
So And then other ones, you know, maybe took like another, maybe like 3 days to record it.
Nice.
But yeah, but it's, I don't know, it's interesting how that happens.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I mean, the, you know, the, but the thing is, you're pursuing something you love, you know, and, absolutely. And I think, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I've actually got a big family, so.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah, there's nine.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Is your mom okay?
Yeah, little kangaroo.
I mean, listen, I have two going. And a third on the way, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. Sounds aggressive. Yeah. Poor mommy. Wow. I love her.
And what number are you? I mean, isn't it funny to say you
I'm
can't say.
You were second, so you were eighth. Eighth is great.
Baby.
Eighth is, yeah, near the baby. That's wow. cute. I like yeah. that.
But isn't it funny? Usually you ask, are you the oldest, the middle, the youngest?
Think well, about then it's four. Like, what's think your about number? Number four. Yeah, yeah that guy
think
stuck.
Of their numbers.
Yeah. yeah. No one knows four. Well.
Yeah. Random number four.
Yeah, yeah random number four.
Well, you could definitely start a sports team or something, you know?
Definitely. Like, let me ask you a question. Did you,
100%.
Yeah, when did you know, oh, I'm hitting something? Like, I put out YouTube videos. I get, like, 500 maybe or more. Sometimes I'm doing a show, I'll get like, you know, a couple thousand. Tell me, how did you know when you were like, oh, this is so different? You know what I mean?
Okay, so I you know, just was having fun in the studio with Let It Go, and I was just, you know, just remixing it. And I was like, hey, this is cool. I might do a little video to this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I put a video out, and I was still at work at the time, so... I put the video out, and I was at work, and you know, I check it at lunchtime, and I'll be like, "Whoa, this thing's like growing!" Like,
absolutely.
I come home and check it again. I'm just like, "This is not stopping."
This is, yeah.
So it was that video.
On, you know, almost 40 million. So it's like,
I know.
And that's without really cool. promoting, right? You just started.
Yeah, it was
you
a lot of
put
shares.
It up, right?
Yeah, it was shares. Because people kept sharing it and sharing it. And like this morning, I put it up, and I was like, "I'm so excited about this interview," and people shared the dang thing that I put up, and I was like, you know what, it's endless.
Wow.
Like it's endless. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah
well, we're gonna let you go back to bed. You're aww. A fascinating person. Any other questions, Leah, before we let him go?
No, we just can't. I can't wait to
tired.
See whatever else you have going on.
I'm just surprised how awake he sounds, you
know?
I mean, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd be like, why
what's
are you
happening?
Bothering?
Are you gonna do are you sticking with Disney, or is there a feeling that you wanna branch? I know you wanna do your own stuff, but do you ever feel of doing like Broadway or like I don't know why I said
Broadway. Yeah.
Whatever.
That's
not cool.
You like, what?
Yeah.
Broadway.
But you know, you do, rock and roll or yeah. something like that. Yeah.
I've had a lot of other ideas as well. So for now, we're sticking with Disney. There's a couple of others. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yes.
Quiet on that one. But we've got a big one for that. So that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Very cool.
And we've got a lot of surprises for that one. So that's going to be awesome. Yeah. But I've had a few ideas as well to do legendary songs as well.
Nice.
So I'm talking Michael Jackson.
Oh,
I'm talking
Madonna.
You know,
yes.
You know, all the really old school songs as well, like even early Mariah Carey songs.
even early Mariah
songs. And making those like a more suitable for nowadays sound.
Right.
Or even Elvis. I mean, you could go back there. Right.
Elvis. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Elvis. Whoa. Just all of those legends and just bring them back to life, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's incredible. I'm so excited. Especially like Always Be My Baby. I'm like, just do it. Just do it.
Or like Sinatra. First of all, that's a great song. Always Be My Baby.
Yeah.
But
I need to hear it.
You could do Sinatra.
You sounded exactly like Mariah Carey.
You know how to sound like Mariah? Caswell, all you do is hold your ear and shake one hand.
Just one hand.
You know
hand.
What I mean?
Just one hand like you're in a church. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's true.
All right. Well, look, we hope you get some good rest. Thank you so much for joining us and coming in. I don't know if you like haven't been to sleep yet or just woke up. Not really sure what's going on, but thank you for doing either or. We appreciate it so much.
It's been a privilege, guys. Thank you so much. Love
thank
you.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Absolutely.
So people, all you have to do really is Google official Castaway.
Or go to my page because I have it all over my page. It's sprinkled here and there.
Okay, but it's easier to go to Google to your than your page because not everybody is your friend on Facebook.
Everyone should be. That's a problem for
them
if they're not.
But that's
you know
okay.
what I mean? Because I'm a very likable person.
Yeah.
Thanks, Seth, because he is.
So, Castaway, let me ask you this, though. I mean, 40 million views, do you get like, you must get like much, like a lot of response, right, from fans? I mean, do girls offer to marry you and all these things? I mean, that's a lot of exposure.
Yeah, well, crazy actually. Yeah, I do get that. I do get that a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I had a girl message me the other day, and she was just like, "Hey, you know, can you have my babies?"
Be like, I can't have yours at all, ever at any point. Yeah, I can't get pregnant with your children ever because I'm a man. That's why.
I think everyone with children though want you to like entertain the kids for a while they go to sleep. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Absolutely.
And you know, that's just, you know, I don't know if I'm.
But that's okay. You have a lot to choose from, and you're in a good position, man. Congratulations to you for really making that breakthrough and doing what I think many people are dreaming of doing, and that is just created some video you enjoy doing, and suddenly it goes, you know, goes viral, and before you know it, it's like a wildfire, you
Absolutely.
Know, and it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you even reach moms like Leah, and she sees this, and she goes, I want to talk to this guy.
I literally wrote you after I saw it and was like, I need you on the radio immediately. And he was so responsive. He was so sweet about it. He was like, sure, yes. I'll be there in April. And I'm like, oh, thank God. You know what I mean? But yeah, immediately was just like, I need to talk to you because you made my kids quiet for 3 minutes. And it's a feat. You know what I mean? Like, it's
what a miracle.
I know. Look at God. Look at God.
Hey, so what was your name again? The one with the accent.
Oh, Tori?
No, Leah.
Oh, Susie.
No. The one with the accent.
No, I'm
Leah.
Talking about the guy. You got the accent.
Oh, me.
Yeah. Sam?
Sam.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Israel, actually.
But Israel.
Yeah. But I've been here so long, nobody can figure out my accent exactly. I can't figure it out myself, what kind of a friggin' accent I have. But Castaway, listen.
From Brazil or something?
No, not Brazil. People have asked me just about anywhere in the world. Brazil is the first.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, you know, whatever it means. But, Castaway, we're going to let you go, and we're going to play the rest of your Let It Go here. So thank you so much for joining us.
You're
welcome
so
back
much.
Anytime. And everybody,
not
check them out.
Guys,
check out the videos if you got kids, if you're young at heart. It's amazing. You get to see clips of Disney videos and listen to Castaway doing his stuff. So there you go. So all the best to you and good night.
Good night.
Good day,
awesome.
Mike.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Wow. That was nice, right?
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's a sweetheart. Like,
I really appreciate when people will stay up late or get up. I thought he was getting up, but he said he stayed up, right?
That's so sweet. Yeah. Like, yeah.
He's probably never sleeps. He's just like a beautiful specimen that never sleeps.
Oh, yeah. God, don't you love probably. People like beautiful. That?
Yeah.
He's like Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
But he just
doesn't
do the sleeping part.
You're right. He just raps.
Yeah.
Rapping,
like rapping Disney,
beauty.
I'm always like a Disney villain. I always look just like a Disney villain. Like, you know what happened?
They
to
always
me.
Did have those brunettes, didn't they? The blondes were always the brunettes. Always were.
Always, Cinderella, and then like there's always some like stepsister with dark hair, and I'm like, thanks Disney for ruining my life.
But listen, it's like that's how the world was at the time. You know, I mean, when they made these movies,
it's true.
And you have to sort of, especially for kids, you make generalizations. You know, you put characters. And boxes. This is the good guy. This is a bad guy.
For sure.
You know, this is the blonde. This is the dark.
But now there's like Moana like and stuff, that. And things are happening.
You know?
Yes, diversity.
Yeah, there you go. You know,
it's
so
true.
That
it
works.
Is true.
Did Moana do pretty well? I think it did.
Yeah,
right?
Very
she's,
well.
She's killing the game right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, she's
all
the
movies are.
Am
good,
I saying
you know?
It right?
It's Moana.
Is it more Moana or is it Moana? I think it's Moana.
Moana?
Moana.
It's not like Moana.
Because I question there's an H in like Moana, but it's right. Like, so I think it's kind of fast.
No,
Moana.
If you've been to Hawaii, you know it's like Moana. It's like there's a street name.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good to know. Just checking.
Just want to say it right. That's all.
Exactly. No, you're saying it right. And this is about Hawaiian culture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but at any rate, Castaway, thank you. Apparently, Richard Simmons is okay, according to his publicist and the police. I guess the police went there because of that rumor that he was being held captive.
This is like the sixth time they've visited.
Yeah, they've been there 50,000 times.
Really?
I'm like, over it, yeah.
Because they're saying they just released this. They're saying that none of it is true. All the calls were
garbage.
Yeah,
they've been there a million times.
Like last year, this was news. The first time that they went over there. I'm not saying that it's not news now. I'm just saying it made news last year. I remember hearing about it then.
Wow.
That he was being held against. Because he started not making appearances, which was very not normal for him.
Right,
so, like, it was like... For 3 months, no one saw him, and then they started going over there. And then so it's been like that since then. But I think it's health declining.
That's true. It's since March 2016.
Boom. Oh, yeah. Been something, but yeah, like, a lot of my friend is one of the ones that started the an article and a blog that started the podcast, which is doing really, really well, Missing Richard Simmons. And he said it started with a knee injury. And people thought, oh, he has a knee injury. And he'd stopped doing some slim-ins and stuff.
Right.
And then what happened was people think it got worse and worse and worse. And he just would not go outside and just became a complete recluse, which was kind of scary for a lot of people.
Right.
But yeah, the police have said over and over and over again, he's perfectly fine. He's not being held captive. Again, I saw him right when he was about to disappear, and he was in the back of a car with a lot of strange-looking men. But that could be anything with Richard Simmons. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
He could not have been kinder. He took
also
a picture.
Has the right to go away if he wants.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, if he wants to hide out.
People should let him be recluse if he wants to. Yeah. Like, let him go do his thing. If he he's been in the public eye for so long. If he wants to go and be quiet and have a few years himself before he deceases, go ahead.
Enjoy.
Let him have his time.
Yeah.
True. All right, well, getting back to our orgasm question before. Okay, you guys ready for this?
Let's talk about
it. No, because this is interesting.
Scientific. You baited me in, so who has better
scientific
orgasms, Sam?
Okay.
Tell me.
Okay, so men tend to have to orgasm more than women, regardless of sexual orientation.
Yeah.
So whether the men are gay, bisexual, heterosexual, men have more orgasms than all groups of
Here's
women.
Here's why I believe that, because guys have something external. So just
outside.
Yeah,
what the hell?
And plus, guys can come without any sense of like connection or just like, I mean, when you see
someone strikes a match and you're there, I mean, it's ridiculous with you guys. You know what I mean? But honestly, it's in the external to the internal. Yeah. Also, our brains are in motion. You guys are usually more just like, I'm watching the boobs.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. No, absolutely. But then they're saying among women, the group that orgasms more is lesbians.
I was going to say lesbians.
Of course
of course.
Absolutely.
Because they, connect more with each other?
They
know each other's
things.
Yeah, no, they kind of
exactly,
they're
more
better.
Sexual, maybe.
They know each other.
You got, like,
just
like
gay men
the biggest
are very
problem
sexual
with
too.
Men. Biggest problem with men. If you watch porn, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing. You have no idea. Because
what do you mean? What does that mean?
It's nothing like that.
Yes, it's that. Oh,
yeah.
We lie to you all the time. We make you feel important. We're liars. We are liars. When you call us liars, yes, we are. Like, sure are.
On Girls, they had Allison Williams, Marnie. She was having sex in, like, holding the kitchen sink. And the whole time, the camera's on her. And she's like, yeah, you're so good. Oh, my God, you're so good. Yeah. I'm coming. Yes, I'm coming. Okay, great. I'm coming. And it was like, oh, man, how many girls have seen that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you look at those porn stars, the female ones, okay, they're very sexual too, you know. I mean, it's not like they.
Unless you saw my face. Like, do you look at my face right now?
No. Okay. You're right.
My face
but
alive.
Let's. Yeah. No. Listen.
Now here's the thing. Like, look.
Let's talk to normal people about normal people. About 40% of women have experienced sexual dysfunction.
Yeah.
40% of women.
I know.
And they're saying that's probably
a lot of women.
That's probably a reason why many don't orgasm either and stuff. And many of them have like chronic difficulty.
Yeah, but when you watch movies or porn, it's also like within 5 minutes they're coming together in some beautiful like fountain and there's lights and stuff. And I'm like, it just is so so then women start to think, oh, I'm supposed to do that in 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
So
right.
Then the fake thing comes and you never get to another level where there's some depth and intimacy and understanding, you know?
Right.
So you kind of really have to trust the person, I think, as a woman to make that. It's not as much a dysfunction as much as like maybe you just haven't given the time. But some people do have dysfunction.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, here's the thing is I feel like a close relationship. Look, the thing, I, you know, and we always talked about this. Like, I'm always really different. It's like everyone's salacious. I'm still from Alabama. Like, I was never on Tinder. Just don't play those games. You know what I mean? Like, that's just not how I do things.
Yeah.
If I'm not in, like, I'm married, obviously, I'm in a solid relationship. But if I don't trust you or anything else, it's just not happening. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going down. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I live in LA and there are beautiful people everywhere. I'm not worried about your beautiful people. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of people are that way. If you don't connect with someone and love somebody and
whatever. No,
else,
you're right.
Not,
I mean,
you know,
because I think even when you date and you're a man and you have several women and stuff, you want to settle down with one, you know?
Right, yeah.
I mean,
we
have that, I think we have that instinct to connect with someone and share experiences with them, you know? And I think the sexual attraction comes with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. You know, before I forget, we'll come back to this, but I just looked at you, Tori, and I remembered I wanted to tell you this. Last night I was watching Frasier.
I love that Frasier show. That's my number one favorite show of all time.
Right?
She's opinionated.
I think you look just like the woman who's the British girl.
Daphne?
Yes.
You kind of do.
Oh, I've never really gotten do. That. I've never gotten that.
You I really looked do. At her at some angles. She oh, looks that. Just like
oh,
you.
Oh, that's nice. Daphne's pretty.
She's pretty she's and thin. So are yeah. you.
She's thin.
She's thin. She's cute.
She's worried about the thin part.
Everyone, what do you yeah, mean? It's not just her. Any woman. No, she's like, who are you relating
Daphne's
to?
Daphne's great. That's a great show. God,
no, no, but I mean, it's, yeah, and I didn't say necessarily it's a compliment, although it is.
Thank you.
Okay. But because I just, suddenly I was watching her and I didn't remember the show, you know. And then I watched it and I said, wow, you know?
That's funny.
I said, I'm almost looking at Tori, you know?
Yeah, that's weird. So that was a salad and scramble.
But back to the orgasms.
Yeah. All right.
Again. So anyway, so, but I did want to ask you guys, because we were talking about this once, but because it was, I guess, a study or whatever, but is it true that women mostly moan for the benefit of the man during sex?
Sorry.
You see, they're like taking the fifth on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Generally,
many of
know.
Them, they say that most of them do that to stimulate like, the men like, to come
I'm,
more.
Yeah, I don't really
faster.
Fake moan. I don't. Fake
yeah.
Moan.
Here's the thing. I don't do a lot of things for a lot of people, and especially right. I don't do that for a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to look. If you want to watch porn, go watch it. Like, I'm not.
No, not about the porn. About
but no, but
when
that's
they're
kind
in
of
bed.
Where it comes from. Like, look, women get pressured to do things because yeah. they watch it in porn. You don't understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I don't feel like I need to do anything for you because of porn. I don't. Like, I'm not even into it. Like, it's not something that you know. Like, so no. I mean, I don't do anything for the. Like, I do something. It's genuine or it's not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I just I can't be disingenuine to a partner. You know what I mean?
Like, and besides, you probably would go to bed with someone you didn't really think you would be attracted to.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is like, look, I'm in a relationship with the people that happens. Like, I'm obviously married now, but in a relationship prior to, and I'm just not gonna like.
Yeah, like
I'm going out of my way.
Yeah, I feel like, and it's also maybe it comes with age. Maybe when I was like in my, you know, when I started having sex, I made tried to be something I wasn't in the very beginning. And maybe you're trying, trying to do things. But
trying
I think
to figure out
you're trying to figure out what you like, what you don't like, right? But when I get to a certain age and like you're married, that moan is like for real.
Yeah. No, I agree. That's why that thing didn't make sense to me. But many of the women said, yeah. Yeah,
I'm
I
sure
think
some.
There were two, three
I
women.
Feel like
in the,
all those
in the
people are on Tinder too. You know what I mean? Yeah, like they
some people. It depends,
yeah,
right?
I mean, like they have
you can't
to
generalize.
Yeah.
It.
I can. I just did, and I feel like I tell you, I'll take it back. I still mean it. Like nope, don't. I don't. I'm keep
no
it that way.
Back.
No take backs. Like dead serious. See, people are people who, if you have to moan and to get attention or to do something like that, like just stop. Just
not
stop.
Attention, but maybe to stimulate the men so he'll come.
For what he's going to anyway. Even if you don't. Even if you lay there and you're
fish. Depends who you are, right? Yeah. I don't know why all these. Women said that. I'll look it up, find that study, and then we'll see specifically what they said. But yeah, but you might be the exception to the rule, you know. So you never know.
That.
Yeah. No,
I
that's awesome.
Am.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with.
Well,
being
we
exception.
could continue talking for hours, folks. But we are totally
especially
out of time.
Especially on this subject.
On the subject, Leah, you're welcome back anytime. You know
thanks,
that
thanks
we
for
love you.
Me. I love
of
you
course.
Guys too.
And we're gonna have some fun now after the show. We're gonna wrap it up.
Yes.
Leah, if people want to connect with you, where can they?
So it's Leah Gadala everywhere now. It's you might have to find me at
spell
Leah
Gadala.
G-A-D-A-L-L-A-H.
It is
Gadala.
Two gods. Gadala.
It is God and Allah,
yeah.
Right?
Woo!
Yeah.
And you know, mine is Shulman, which is just nerdy.
Well, that's awesome.
I love her.
Well, everybody, thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Castaway, for really making the time to talk to us from across the world.
Yeah.
And today there is actually Tuesday. You know that?
I feel like, it's there. It's May. It's very confusing about the time zone.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to tell you, until he okayed the contact on Skype 15 minutes ago, I wasn't sure it even connected. I thought Leah would have come here for nothing.
Yeah, well,
no.
And
he's
all this.
Kid, yeah.
No, but not because of that. Just because I thought he better be smart enough to figure out the time the way I told him. Because we had the time zone difference and the fact that we moved the clocks an hour forward.
Yeah, he is. He's a smart kid.
He's a smart kid. We figured it out. So thanks, everybody. Tori, thank you as always.
Anytime. Thanks for watching Facebook Livers.
Yes, and thanks for listening, folks. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.